Part 4. Language Study and Language Appreciation.
Listen to the following statements you have learned in the previous and present units. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. To credit with.
Thousands of members credit GA with saving them from their addiction and helping them to build new lives free from the gambling sickness.
2. To hold accountable for.
That's something you can hold me accountable for.
3. To mask.
Professor Stephen Rose from Britain's Open University is worried that advances in biochemistry are being used to mask what children really need: more discipline or more care.
4. To be so wedded to.
And Professor Rose is afraid that Western culture is now so wedded to pharmaceutical answers, patients and parents are unwilling to accept that drugs are not the answer to everything.
5. To that effect.
Anyway, I shouted at the two lads to stop, but they just said, push off, or words to that effect.
6. To serve one's sentence.
One got 2 years in prison and the other got 15 months, but they only served part of their sentences.
7. To trigger disagreement in. Be deeply rooted in.
However, the move has triggered disagreement in the public domain. An internet survey shows an overwhelming majority of people believe that as descendants of the dragon, the image of the dragon is deeply rooted in Chinese people's psyche and can't simply be abandoned.
8. To point to evidence that.
They point to evidence that the growing, processing and burning of biofuels emits other greenhouse gases and the benefits are negligible.
9. To upset the balance. To balance the fact that.
Opponents of GE food say that GE crops may upset the complex environmental balance, create many new non-reversible ecological problems, increase the dominance of major corporations and disadvantage small farmers.
And really, Dr. Farnese, can you seriously mean to imply that the benefit this tissue provides for skin grafts for burn victims balances the fact that a human life and all its potential has been taken without its consent?
10. To be a given.
But when it comes to the relationship between a patient and doctor, the word trust should be a given.
11. To paint a more optimistic, rosy picture.
That wouldn't happen anymore, but the doctor might be tempted to paint a more optimistic picture than is really the case. So if this was a cancer where the patient has 3 to 6 months to live, the doctor might not tell them that.
My worry, though, is that doctors might also paint a more rosy picture in order to convince a patient to undergo a more aggressive treatment, say chemotherapy, a treatment that they might not choose to undergo if they had more information.
12. To be filtered through a filter.
Every piece of information that a doctor gives a patient is filtered through the doctor's filter, a filter that includes cultural bias, religious bias, economic bias, and their own personal values.
13. To wean off.
The downside of that decision is that the man is still addicted to the medicine, although I'm slowly weaning him off by using some behavior modification techniques.
14. To see one's point, however, to have a point, but...
Well, of course I see the doctor's point, and it is extremely important to do everything possible in terms of research to alleviate human suffering. However, you can't ignore the fact that fetal tissue is a product of abortion, which many consider to be an act of murder.
Maybe you have a point there, and I'm sure many people would agree with you. But the flip side of the issue is that our greatest moral obligation is to the living.
15. That's one way of looking at it. However, another way of looking at it...
That's one way of looking at it. However, another way of looking at it is to say that the life of that fetus deserves every opportunity to grow and develop as an individual. That using these victims is simply adding insult to injury.
16. To give somebody a lot of food for thought.
I'm sure you've given our listeners a lot of food for thought about this complex and controversial issue.